This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Do you have legal questions? Listen now to The Law Lady. Get empowered and informed with Angela right now here on RFM.
Kia ora koutou katoa, and today we are talking a little bit about what it means to take recordings or images of other people and which situations this is legal and which ones it's not. So we are, of course, talking about this because of the situation with Michael Forbes, who was a National Party staff member who allegedly recorded some audio of himself with some people and also allegedly had some images of women that he had taken. So as always, the show's only general information and your specific circumstances may be different. If you'd like some specific advice, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878 or you can contact your own lawyer. The information on my show isn't meant to replace advice by a lawyer. We'd like to hear from you though, so if you've got anything to share about this show or any of my previous shows, you can post on the Taranaki Community Law Facebook page. You can also follow Taranaki Community Law on Instagram and on TikTok. So let's talk a little bit about the situation involving Michael Forbes, who this came out in the media last week as I'm recording this, I think, that he had been recording some audio and also taking some pictures of women. So just a heads up, please use your discretion when listening to this show. We are going to talk a little bit about the context in which this happened. So I will be talking a bit about sex work and about image-based abuse. So please use your discretion as you're listening. It may not be suitable for younger children. So this situation, there was a staff investigation by some news reporters that found that Mr. Forbes had allegedly, so we're not sure, it hasn't been proven, been recording some of his interactions with sex workers, and as well as that, he had substantial numbers of images of women who he had taken photos of, and these were largely photos taken through windows or in public. So there are two kind of things happening here. The first is the audio recordings, and the second is the taking pictures of women. So they have slightly different kind of legal things that go with them. And if you've been following this, you might have read it and thought, well, hang on, this sounds pretty gross. But it looks like what he was doing was in fact legal. And so we'll talk a little bit about what the legalities of these kinds of things actually are. We'll start with the audio recordings. So audio recordings, these were taken while he was essentially having sex with sex workers. Okay, so to start off with a very beginning starting point here, sex work is legal in New Zealand. So there's no illegality there. There is nothing wrong with visiting sex workers, with engaging their services. That's all completely fine. The question then is he able to secretly record his interactions with them? And by interactions, it's likely, obviously, you know, people haven't heard the recordings, but it is likely that these were recordings of him having sex with people. So this one's quite interesting because you are legally allowed to secretly record the audio of a conversation where you're a party to that conversation. So you do not require the consent of other people to secretly record a conversation as long as you are a party to that conversation. Now, the word conversation is doing a lot of heavy lifting here because it wasn't really them talking that he was recording, but the general kind of consensus stays, right, that you can secretly record some audio of a conversation or a situation in which you are a party to. So if you are part of that, then you do not require the consent of the other people involved to make a recording. But there are a couple of caveats here. So the first is that, as I already said, you have to be part of it. So you cannot set up a phone or a recording device or something like that and have it record people who are not you when you are not involved. So you can't set it up in a room and then record other people. That is not legal, okay? That is in fact a crime to secretly record other people. But if you are there, then it is not. It is not illegal at all. It is perfectly legal for you to do that. Even in secret, you don't have to tell people. The other important distinction here, though, is that it only applies to individuals. So if, for example, there is an agency, a government department or a bank or a shop or somewhere like that, they are what are called agencies under the Privacy Act, and they cannot secretly record audio, or somebody on behalf of that agency cannot secretly record audio unless in much more limited circumstances. Because the expectation with agencies under the Privacy Act is that any time they collect information, which is what they are doing, collecting information by those audio recordings, that they will do so in a way which is both legal and fair and reasonable. And it's almost never, not never, but almost never, reasonable or fair to secretly record somebody if they are an agency under the Privacy Act. So it only applies to individuals, and it only applies in situations where you are a party to that conversation. Now, you might be listening to this and think, ooh, that's really creepy and gross, and that's totally fair. It does seem like a pretty gross invasion of someone's privacy in that situation, but the recording itself is not illegal. And where these kinds of secret recordings most often come up is actually in relation to employment issues, where people are recording a conversation between themselves and their employer in order to make sure that what they've said happened is what's being accurately recorded. So it more often comes up in that context rather than this kind of context. It is important, though, to remember that the Harmful Digital Communications Act does also have some things to say about this, and we'll break for our first song, and when we come back we'll talk a little bit about the Harmful Digital Communications Act and how this kind of fits together in relation to both audio recordings and images. So that can apply to both of those things. Our first song today is by Darcy Clay, and this is Jesus, I Was Evil.
I used to do lots of things.
Jesus, I was evil. Take things and break things, and Jesus, I was evil. I never shook babies, I never beat no place.
You're back with the Law Lady on Access Radio 104.4 FM. And today we are talking about the legality of audio recordings and also taking images of people in light of the recent information about Mr. Forbes, who was a National Party staff member, who there was a big investigation by Stuff about his behaviour, particularly involving his behaviour towards sex workers, but also towards women on the street. So the second part of this investigation was to do with images. So there were the audio recordings, alleged audio recordings, and then the alleged images of women. And these images of women were, generally speaking, taken in public. So does that make a difference to what your legalities are around images and things like that? And the answer actually is yes. So it is generally lawful to take photographs of people in public places without their consent. Okay, so there's no expectation of privacy in a public space. And that might seem kind of obvious, but it is important to kind of bear in mind. We're not just talking about when you are walking down the street. We are talking about kind of public places more generally. So, for example, if you are playing sport on the weekend, that's public, right? Anybody can come down, particularly if you're outdoors, obviously. Anybody can come down and watch you play, and therefore they can also take photos of you playing your sport without your consent. You are not required, they're not required to get your consent to take the picture or then to, for example, post it on Facebook, distribute it to other people, that kind of thing, because there's no expectation of privacy in public spaces. So the majority of the images that Mr. Forbes had allegedly taken were exactly that, images that were taken in public. And so this, again, means that it is likely that there is no illegality in that kind of thing. However, there are a couple of exceptions around this idea of that you don't have privacy in public spaces. So there are situations where you can, essentially where you can expect privacy, even though you're kind of largely in public. So that might be a situation like a public changing area or a toilet. Right, there is an expectation of privacy in those situations, and that you are either naked, you're in your undies, you're showering, toileting, something like that. You know, all of these things are indications that you expect that that is a private situation, that you are unaware of being filmed or photographed in that situation, and that you have not given consent to be filmed or photographed again in that kind of situation. So if you're in public, there's no expectation of privacy. However, if you're in a public place, I'm using quotation marks, a public place but you're getting changed or, you know, a public toilet or something like that, then there is still an expectation that you would expect privacy in that kind of more limited situation. You also shouldn't take photos of people if they're in a place where they would expect reasonable privacy. And publication would be highly offensive to somebody. Now that publication is a slightly, so there's two kind of steps. A, they would expect reasonable privacy, but B, you would then have to go on and publish it. You shouldn't take photos if it has the potential to stop other people's use and enjoyment of the same place, if you have no legitimate reason for taking the film or photos. However, you can take and or publish photos of people where there is no expectation of privacy, like the beach, the shopping malls, a park, other public places. Okay, so there just isn't an expectation of privacy when you are out and about in your kind of normal life. And so the images that Mr. Forbes had from media reporting were mostly of this kind. Right, they were mostly images of people that were taken in public, or at least public kind of adjacent places. And so there is either no expectation of privacy or a lower expectation of privacy in those situations. Now, there were a couple of images that were reported on. So again, it's not clear, this is based on the newspaper reporting, so it's not clear exactly how many of these images were like this or sort of the context around them, in which they were taken through windows, at least one at a gym, and one where someone was getting changed. So that is a different situation, right? Because if someone's getting changed, there is a reasonable expectation of privacy. If you're taking photos of somebody through windows, then depending on what the window is looking into, there may also be a reasonable expectation of privacy. For example, if you're taking photos of me in my house through a window, I do have a reasonable expectation of privacy in my own home, and so that would not be okay. So it's not, it depends on where the window is looking into. If it's into a window on, for example, a restaurant or some kind of public place, then that is less likely to be a problem. So where do some of the other laws fit into this? Well, the Privacy Act may apply, like I already talked about, in relation to audio recordings. Again, this kind of depends on the context in which things like images are taken. And there's the Harmful Digital Communications Act. So break for our second song. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit more about how these kind of things fit together. Our second song today is by Shay Fu, and this is Misty Frequencies.
Local boy, neighborhood, easy as the breeze in springtime. He don't talk too much. When he does, the whole room gets luminous. Light everywhere. Tune down, real low, searching on the hi-fi radio. And then something moved him. He's never been the same since. Listening on the misty frequencies. He's listening on the misty frequencies. She walks real slow pace. Lifestyle control, amplified by what she knows. Knapsacks, headphones, she be stepping with that rugged flow. She powerful.
Ki mai anō ki te Law Lady on Access Radio 104.4 FM, and today we are talking about expectations of privacy and recordings of people in kind of some of that was semi-public and potentially in some private situations. So we've talked a little bit about both the audio recordings and the images that Mr. Forbes has allegedly made. It's not clear. Obviously, this is reporting by a news organisation. That's where we've received this information from. It's not clear exactly what information Mr. Forbes did or didn't have. However, he did apologise for his behaviour, which suggests that the reporting was likely to be accurate. So based on that reporting, most, if not all, of the sort of media that they found, the audio recordings and the images, were legal, right? Because they're both either in public or audio recordings where Mr. Forbes was a party to them. However, there are some other pieces of law that might still apply or potentially apply in this kind of situation. So the first is the Privacy Act, and we've talked a little bit about this already, in the sense that if an agency was making a secret recording, that would be a breach of the Privacy Act. If somebody was taking pictures and then posting them online, for example, and those pictures were where somebody had an expectation of privacy, this might also breach the Privacy Act as well. Again, if someone is an agency, like a government department or a bank or a shop or something like that, and they are taking pictures, then they have an obligation, if they are collecting that information, to get people's consent when they collect it, again, unless there is a good reason not to. So sometimes there can be reasons to collect information without telling people, but generally speaking, people should know. And for images, the way this most often works is that there is a poster or a piece of information, usually on a shop or a bank or something like that, that says something like CCTV footage, or CCTV is in operation, or something of that nature, cameras operating, whatever it might be. That does tell you that, you know, your image may be being captured. And so if that image is then used by that, then they have collected that information from you reasonably because you were aware. It's the same with when you ring up, you know, a government agency or a bank or something, and they say, you know, they have that little pre-recorded thing that says this call may be recorded for training purposes. Again, that is telling you that they are collecting information and why they are collecting it, so that they can then use that further down the track for training purposes or whatever reason that they give you. They can't use it for a completely different purpose. So those are how the Privacy Act kind of interacts in those situations. But again, the Privacy Act is generally concerned with the actions of what are called agencies rather than the actions of individuals. So individuals within agencies is fine, but if it's just, you know, two individuals having a conversation that has been secretly recorded, then that's not a privacy kind of issue in that situation. The other piece of law that may apply to this situation is the Harmful Digital Communications Act. So the Harmful Digital Communications Act applies to all digital communications. It includes images. It would include audio recordings as well, because they are in a digital format. Okay, so they are all covered by the Harmful Digital Communications Act. But the trigger with this is that someone has to do something with that. So keeping it on your phone isn't in itself a breach of the Harmful Digital Communications Act. The Harmful Digital Communications Act is triggered when the communication is kind of put out. So it doesn't have to be public. So it can be sometimes where somebody has posted, for example, your images on Facebook or on some other kind of website, it could be anywhere, or emailed them to somebody, etc., etc. Those situations, the Harmful Digital Communications Act would apply. It would also apply, though, if the image was sent to you, you know, and somebody said, hey, I've found this image of you, or, you know, it was somehow... There has to be some kind of connection between the digital communication and some kind of harm. So it has to be causing you some kind of harm. And there's a bunch of principles that are set out in the Harmful Digital Communications Act about how you know, these kinds of things could cause harm. But if somebody has taken these images or these audio recordings and they stay on their phone and nobody else ever knows about them, then it isn't a problem for the Harmful Digital Communications Act. Now, again, particularly for those images, if they were taken in a situation where you did have an expectation of privacy, for example, through your window or something like that, that may still be a crime. So there may still be criminal elements involved in that, but it isn't harmful digital communication unless some kind of harm has been caused to you as a result of that. And generally, you have to become aware of those digital kind of assets in order for that to happen. So there's a few different things happening here. It's quite interesting. Mr. Forbes did resign from his role because the test for employment is a little bit different than just is something a crime or not. And so in this context, they looked at whether or not it was reasonable for him to continue as an employee given this information and said that it was not, because that requirement for employees, particularly parliamentary employees, is high, and he did not meet that criteria. So that's kind of the reason that he resigned in that context, but it's also why there isn't, one of the reasons why there's no kind of criminal stuff has come out of this, because most of the things that were reported are actually legal. All right, so thank you for joining us today. If you've got any questions about this kind of thing or any other legal issue, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878. But as always, this is only general information. It's not meant to replace individual advice of a lawyer, and your specific circumstances may well be different. Otherwise, ka kore roa hou, a te rawa.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.